Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we read out your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids. And our guest experts help you navigate the problems in light of Quran, Ahadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and also from the insights of the narrations of noble Imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Today's guest expert is Muhammad Brother Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaqat Abbas is a Hausa scholar and also has a psychology background, making him a perfect guest for our program. All right, so we had been talking about the lessons that Arbaeen teach about upbringing. Brother Liaqat Abbas talked about a lot of things, and today we'll continue and conclude the topic. So we talked about a lot of things, and I had been talking about, I remember one of the teenage girls who lived in a comfort zone, and then she was on an Arbaeen trip with her father. I think the biggest thing that I personally saw in her was what she learned was emotional regulation, because most of the times, as per her father, that they would yell or fight, and they won't be able to, compose themselves emotionally whenever, they would get frustrated or all. But seeing in this path the pilgrims exhausted and yet composed, this in itself is a huge lesson of emotional regulation. They learn to manage the frustrations without the outburst. So that was one of the things that I saw in that teenage girl that I was talking about in the previous episodes. So yeah, what else could they learn?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Emotional regulation is one of the qualities the parents should have in them. Is because at times, or I would say many a times, parents get more frustrated upon their children. Okay, one of the incidents which I still remember, and of course people have this, they have seen a lot of clips on WhatsApp, on Insta, about people coming and sitting on the road or beside the road, and they want to wipe the shoes of the Zayr or the Zawar.
Yeah.
They want to clean the shoes of the Zawar, the pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Well, this brings a very important issue over here. I think you don't need necessarily to be an Iraqi to do that.
Of course, definitely.
Like, we can tell our children, we are going to sit here for a while, for 5 minutes, we're going to rest.
Amazing, yes. Yeah.
And you do it.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I want to say exactly.
Yeah.
I am a father.
Because we usually expect the host country to be having host, their nationals to be the host.
He is the law of Imam Hussein. That's the reason he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't me?
Yeah.
Why can't my child?
I have come for Imam Hussein.
I have come, exactly. The cause which he is living for, I'm living for the same cause too.
Same cause, yeah.
So when he can bring himself so down to that earth, why can't me?
Exactly.
Okay. Of course, he has trained himself. Maybe a person can say, oh, you know what? He is of a very poor background.
Yeah.
He is a poor person.
Yeah.
So that, no, it's not necessary. He is a Husseini now. You are a Husseini.
Mm-hmm.
He is wiping the shoes of the pilgrims of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. Now, why can't you? Why can't I?
And it's not just something really like you need to have money. You need to have money to be host, or to be serving the pilgrims. Sometimes with nothing, sometimes with just knowledge. You know, I remember one of the trips to Harbin, like while I was walking, just walking towards the Haram, and I had no intention of sitting somewhere, staying somewhere and all. But I saw these shuhada, the pictures of some shuhada. You know, these shuhada always grab your attention. And also we just went towards that mukab, and, you know, they were facing some technical issue. And it's because of your knowledge sometimes, you know, you can help with the knowledge to solve those technical issues. And something happened like that. Like I was able to, alhamdulillah, I was able to fix some technical thing in a shuhada mukab. And then they were like, now we can't leave. You just have to stay, you know, if you can serve for one more night or one more day here. So out of nowhere, like I was not one of the organizers of the mukab. I was not one of the hosts of the mukab.
You're not amongst the team members.
It was just because of the additional knowledge you carry or the knowledge you have. You can serve with your knowledge.
Exactly. This is this is like a thing which is not seen everywhere, of course, like the technical issue which you have said and you were able to solve.
So that's but as for those people, you don't necessarily need to be an Iraqi to be
serving
on this trip.
No, necessary, exactly. Yeah. And second thing, this is very important as well, and that is if a person, like a normal person, okay, if he has no knowledge about what should be done on the path, I would suggest a thing, and that is, on the path from Najaf to Karbala, make sure that you serve on a daily basis, that you serve at least a few people.
Yeah.
How is it possible? Okay, so now you are passing by a person who is giving water, who is distributing water. Just request the person, can I distribute some of the water? You can take some rest. Go sit for a while. I'll take this responsibility for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You will walk a few steps further, like maybe a half an hour or something. You see a massage place.
Yeah.
Okay. The person like can
you
enter
give the massage.
With the children. Okay.
Yeah.
Would say, okay, now we will give massage to the pilgrims.
Indeed.
You will walk a few serving. When it's time to eat, you serve.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're really hungry, eat. Bismillah. That's fine. You and children, like the parents and children, serve the pilgrims.
Yes.
It gives a lot of spirituality, you see.
And
people
learning,
miss this
learning,
thing.
A lot of
learning, a lot of spirituality, a lot of upbringing. Everything is in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of blessings as well.
Indeed.
You are serving the pilgrims of Imam Hussain. Whatever work you can. You see a person who is brooming the road, example.
And you won't get that chance anywhere else.
Anywhere else, exactly.
Yeah.
Or it's not necessary. It's like just take a polythene bag or a plastic cover or something. Just pick up the
trash,
everything,
road,
whatever is there. Just pick it up and put inside and throw it in a place where it deserves probably, like a dustbin, a bigger dustbin, you see? So it's not really necessary that a person should be appointed with a certain work. No. When the children see that the father, the mother, our parents are so humble that they are waiting for opportunities, that they are so sincere on this path, the quality automatically gets adopted inside them. This is very important.
Yeah.
Like, request them, example, the person who is shining the shoes of Zawar, cleaning the shoes, go sit beside that person. Sometimes pride doesn't allow us to bring our status to I am a doctor, I am a heart surgeon. Okay, fine, so what? Like, bring yourself down. Exactly. So what? So now that the children are watching this thing, oh my God, my father is so down to earth. This father is now acting as a role model.
Yeah.
This father is becoming Husseini now.
Yes.
And of course, likewise, the children as well.
Yeah.
So this opportunity of going to Arbaeen, and this is not, this will not be seen at home. But a person like a father, mother, can do it another way at home.
Right.
Those who haven't been to Arbaeen or those who can't go to Arbaeen, at home, they can act like Husseini.
Indeed.
They can become Husseini
indeed
as well. How? Example. Okay, fine. Now that it is...
I would like to give example on that.
Okay.
How?
Okay.
But let's take a short break. Just keep the curiosity there.
Ya The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we're talking about the upbringing points that we learned from the Arba'in pilgrimage. So, I was saying that we were talking about those who are unable to reach the Arba'in pilgrimage themselves. They still can serve and learn. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of something, how someone served in the same way.
Amazing.
I remember a teenage girl again who was not able to be on the Arba'in pilgrimage herself. Mm-hmm. But whoever would go, especially in her family, she would help in packing.
Amazing, mashallah.
Packing the things, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not the Zawar myself, but mm-hmm. I am helping all the Zawar to pack their things and to, you know,
mashallah,
take them to airport. Someone is taking them to the airport. This is also serving,
right? A bus stop, example.
Yeah.
Okay, so example, my friend is going. I would go. I would take my kids as well mm-hmm. to just give them a send-off.
Indeed.
I would take a Holy Quran.
Yeah.
So when they enter the bus, mm-hmm. they would probably, like, they will go under from the shade of
Quran,
the Holy Quran. Example.
Yeah.
This is one
very
thing.
Very small things.
Yeah,
very
small things. Oh, it's not necessary. Even at home, okay? Mm-hmm. For the sake of Arba'in, example, mm-hmm. when a mother cooks food and mm-hmm. she's unable to go, the children are unable to go, they would do a nazar of Imam Hussain al-Islam. Today, we are going to have food for the sake of Imam Hussain al-Islam.
Imam Hussain, wow.
Yeah, like upon the name of Imam Hussain al-Islam.
Yes.
Remembering the Zuwar, the pilgrims of Imam Hussain al-Islam, mm-hmm. okay? So who is going to help us in this noble cause?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the whole family stands up. The
yeah.
whole family, collectively, they work together. Like, okay, now today, the sufra, the mat for food is being like laid by the children.
Yeah.
We are going to arrange the food. Okay, see, like there's example, Surah Al-Fatiha mm-hmm. upon Imam Hussain alayhi salam as well, the martyrs of Karbala, you see. So everything, this can be made lively at home mm-hmm. as well, like after we learn and we have looked upon the path of this holy pilgrimage,
mm-hmm.
this can be brought home as well. Okay, from now on,
yeah.
we are going to distribute with the niyyah.
Yeah.
Of course, may Allah, of course, we don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give us
mm-hmm.
the same blessings, the same rewards, and the same barakat of serving
this itself,
the pilgrims
itself,
as well.
This yeah. in itself teaches to appreciate small blessings, like, you know,
yeah.
okay, even if you're not there, or if you're there, just as I said previously, that there was a girl who was just distributing the tissues, and she said, oh, my father could only afford this.
Mm-hmm.
So these small things become the best things you have ever tasted.
And finally, if I have to say one thing, I would say doing it whatever Imam Hussain al-Islam likes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like being kind with children, like playing with them,
mm-hmm.
being happy at house.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something in your heart, example, getting rid of it.
Exactly. It again reminds me of something. I remember, like, in one of the trips I was going to, towards Karbala, there was a person who maybe probably back at home, he had prepared for this, that in Iraq, when you go through this way, there are a lot of small children,
mm-hmm.
especially the Iraqi ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, who
mm-hmm.
come with a glass of water.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he had brought a lot of, you know, those small chocolates with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving, and he was also one of those who was serving. So it was not only
Amazing.
Receiving,
yeah,
he was also giving.
It was also giving, indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Because they're always giving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The hosts,
yep.
the children of Iraq, they're always in the state of giving.
Mm-hmm.
They never expect receiving thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
yes, you could be one of those who can, you know, take something for the... Or even if you cannot cope physically yourself, you can give it to some zawar. Okay, on
yeah,
my
yeah,
behalf.
indeed. So the whole thing goes back to one particular point, that is the happiness of Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
Yes, indeed.
Inshallah, that we make Imam Hussain alayhi salam happy at our homes.
Inshallah.
With whatever we can, every single moment of our life.
Inshallah. May Allah help us with that, because that's really a big opportunity. Thank you, brother, for being with us. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. May you soon be the pilgrims of Karbala. And may you pray there for us. May you be the best parents in upbringing. Thank you for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.